I'm very happy here to announce this first raising. The flash experiment are really ahead of, from us, but we are really newcomer. This is for first achievement in our group. So I'd like to report this raising quickly. It was happened in June this year, 20 of June. So we are newcomers, so I'd like to explain where we are. Where is Springgate? This is Japan. This is the Google map, by the way. Expanding Japan, this is Tokyo, this is Osaka. Here is Osaka expanding more. This place is called Kobe and Himeji. In the center here is our place. Expanding there, here you can find link. So you can, you know, we are in the mountain area. So about 10 years ago, when they made edge of storage in here, they cut mountain and they buried this rock to this area, made 1 kilometer long site. It's open. This is computer image of our next big project of FEL. And from 2003, we constructed this test accelerator here to prove the principle of mechanism and hardware technology developed to this project. This is a test accelerator. The total length is 60 meters. This is an electron gun, Samnik gun. We generate electron beam and pass by the pre-buncher and buncher S-band accelerator and C-band. The beam energy reaches to 250 MeV, and we have 2 angulators here, and we generate 50 nanometer radiation from this. This is the configuration again, the electron gun, subharmonic, harmonic, and S-band buncher system. This is a look like conventional, but difference is we use Samnik small cathode and special configuration to make the emittance lower to keep down to the angulator. We have so far 4 accelerating structure. Okay. Unfortunately, site was tunnel was limited. The number of the angulator is not enough. We have only 2. Okay. This parameter, this is the next big project. This is the test accelerator. This Bugler said, if we succeed in this here, it's a guarantee the performance of big XFL, so that this test accelerator experiment is quite important. This is an electron beam profile from the gun and buncher and angulator. Okay. In the Thursday morning, we have a talk, and you can see the motion of the beam from of movie. Okay. The important thing is the Samnik gun generating always very nice flat round beam. So when we start machine operation in the morning, 9 o'clock, we see the lasing at 10 o'clock. And evening at 6 o'clock, we shut down and let the worker to go home to rest. And morning, 9 o'clock, we start beam machine operation and recover in 1 hour. This is a laser which we found in the evening of June 15. We didn't expect to see this. We were testing the angulator spectrum, and we closed and collected the trajectory and measured the spectrum. And the Professor Kitamura was there. He's an expert on the angulator, and he said, this is totally different from the angulator radiation. This is already the FEL, he said. And we carefully repeated the measurement, and we change the current, and to see the gain enhancement, it clearly show that the nonlinear amplification. And this view graph didn't go to the saturation, but recently we reached to the saturation. But the percent fraction of the charge which contribute to the lasing is not fully well, so that the saturation level is still in the megawatt level. So we are still tuning it. To see the coherency, the Yabashi-san put the streak 2 slits in front of the CCD camera. And made a measurement like this. This is FEL, and this is a spontaneous radiation case. By changing the phase of the bunch compressor, we can reduce the peak current, and it generates, provide you the spontaneous radiation. When we compress the bunch, it starts to oscillate. Then we see this clear interference fringe. It tells you how the radiation becomes coherent. Here is a... This is a photodetector peak signal of the sunset light. As you know, the fluctuation coming from the sunset phenomenon. So in the evening on June 15, we took this picture for memory, and thank you from our group because of the. We would like to thank all of you here for encouragement to our work, because of the hardware construction is so hard, and to continue the work, we needed your suggestion and suggestion and encouragement. Thank you very much.
Congratulations for this quite important result.
Thank you very much.
This is good hope for us for the future, that a lot of these compact machines and so on was very good for us. And we are on times of few questions.
What does make the tuning so similar? Could you repeat? Why do you need only 1 hour to tune up the machine?
Yeah, because because the computer keeps the data. As you know, today's accelerator keeps the data for the computer and restore. But the important thing is that we do not need to touch on the cathode. Cathode is always providing you the same beam shape and current, just unknown. And we have the electron beam in the same condition. That is the key point.
Other questions? There's no?
Thank you.